Good evening, everyone. It's the 29th of November. It's about 11 o'clock, going on 11 o'clock here in Pineville. You know, my heart is grieving tonight as I think of all of the strife and contention and animus between so-called Christians over the years. Some, only God knows who are His. The foundation of God standeth sure. He's the only one that knows truly are His. I wrote a letter or an email to Brother Tom Adams after my reading through a book that he sent to us by Smoot. And I just want to read it to everyone so they'll know kind of what my thoughts are this evening. I was able to spend some time going over the Smoot book this evening. My heart was stirred as I heard those contending for the faith that was once delivered to the saints, but my heart also bled at times when all the contention and strife was revealed between those who on both sides of the contest said they believed the Bible and are Christian. After sharing my thoughts with others regarding the faith that God has placed in me the last 15 years, I feel most inadequate to even comment on these great men who strive to contend for the complete counsel of God. There are many things I must honestly affirm that I don't understand about history, the Bible, the relationship between confessing believers and the church. I have been ostracized by so many calling themselves Christian that has left me bewildered at times and caused me to question if I am truly one of the little sheep. This is a trick of Satan to cause me to question my election, adoption, and redemption by the blood of Christ alone. Only by the grace of God can I continue proclaiming the truth of the Bible, whatever the proclamation of it might take me in life or death. Those are some of my thoughts after looking through the book, Love in Christ, Larry. Well, you know, we're not the only ones that have had to contend for the faith. Paul had to contend for the faith. Peter had to contend for the faith. Apostle John contended for the faith. And I know, speaking of myself, there are many times when I have been in error and have had to repent and turn back to the truth of God's Word. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I do not believe that there is any perfect man walking on the face of the earth, and yes, I include those who have been redeemed. It's true, Scripture tells us that all things are new, but my experience, and I believe I'm one of His that are blood-bought, one of those that have been blood-bought, I know my own tendencies to sin. And I would be less than honest to say that I have reached any kind of perfection. My only hope is in Jesus Christ, not in myself, not in my flesh. And I know there are those that want to teach progressive sanctification, and I can only go by my own experiences, and I find that the moment that I trust in my flesh, I find that I am in error. But I find that when I flee to the cross of Jesus Christ and trusted in His completed work on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. When I find that the faith of Christ is exalting Christ and His work, then I find rest in my soul and in my spirit. So that's just some of my thoughts this evening after looking through the Smoot book. And we see down through history all of the controversies, not only around the Reformation, around the struggles between the Anabaptists and the Roman Catholic Church, as well as those that were involved in the Reformation that came out of Rome. But we see today the same thing occurring. Satan is a great deceiver of the brethren, and he would like to do nothing more than divide and conquer. But I have good news tonight regarding the Church of Jesus Christ. Scripture tells us that the gates of hell will not prevail against her. Jesus Christ has won the victory. The serpent's head has been already taken off. So we can proclaim victory in Christ. May we continue in His Word and in His precepts. And may we always affirm, on Christ the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. May the good Lord be with you this evening.